WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. Well, checking sports from around the area last night. First, in high school wrestling on Thursday night, Atlantic Cam defeated Clarinda 38-37 as part of a double duel. Creston downed Atlantic Cam 41-27, and Creston also picked up a 34-29 win over Clarinda. Glenwood defeated Shenandoah 67-16 in a duel last night. Also in a double duel, it was Harlan over Red Oak 45-24. Harlan defeating Kemper Catholic 46-33. Red Oak edging Kemper Catholic 33-31. Carroll beat Denison last night 51-30. It was Boone over Denison 43-24. Southwest Valley topping Griswold 54-22. And Southwest Valley a winner over Clarinda Academy by a 44-30 score last night in wrestling. In high school basketball play last night, in boys' hoops, it was East Mills over Clarinda Academy, 75-66. Essex beat Heartland Christian, 58-51. Fremont Mills over Sydney, 63-52. And Stanton over Nishnabotna, 53-46 in corner conference play. In girls' basketball from the corner conference, East Mills over Clarinda Academy, 45-6. Essex beat Heartland Christian, 51-16. Fremont Mills over Sydney, 49-24. Nishnabotna beat Stanton, 46-28. Also last night in girls' hoops, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's, a winner over Guthrie Center, 57-18. In college women's hoops, sophomore Allie Disterhoff had 16 points and freshman Whitney Jennings added 15 as the Iowa Hawkeye women beat Iowa State 76-67 in Iowa City.
We were so focused in this game. You know, we lost our composure for a little bit, but then we got a timeout. We got it right back again. And I thought our kids were extremely focused. You know, we shot the ball very well the first half. Second half, not so much, but then we did a much better job on the boards in the second half than we did on the first half.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says the Hawkeyes rebounded better after halftime.
We just talked about really, you know, making the effort. Go getting it. Don't let somebody box you out. Get a 50-50. Get next to them. And I thought we did a much, much better job of that in the second half than we did the first half, just being more assertive going after.
Jada Buckley led Iowa State with 25 points as the Cyclones got to within four in the final minute before the Hawkeyes put the game away.
I thought our kids competed. I really did. You know, we hung around. But I think the two major differences are, you know, we continue to struggle on the block to get some efficiency in the post. And then secondly, they hit some big, big three.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley, who was proud of the way his team competed.
You're on the road in a tough environment, and you're in the game, and, you know, have a chance. And we had a chance, but they made the plays. They got the loose balls, whatever. But I think it came down to making big shots at big times, and that's, you know, these games turn a lot on one or two shots, and they made them and we didn't.
Iowa's 8-2. The Cyclones are 6-2 in the first game of a men's and women's doubleheader on back-to-back nights. Next up, tonight's game between the Hawkeyes and the Cyclone men. Iowa State guard Bryce DeJean Jones will not play in tonight's game at Iowa City. Cyclones coach Fred Hoiberg suspended the UNLV transfer after he was arrested and charged with three misdemeanors by Ames police. The most serious, involving marijuana, was dismissed by a Story County judge.
We feel that the best move at this time for Bryce, for our team, is to suspend him for tomorrow night's game. It's what we're going to do. It's not a code of conduct issue with Iowa State University. It's a decision that I have come to based on the numerous conversations that I've had.
Hoiberg says the decision to suspend DeJean Jones for one game was his, and Hoiberg talked about how he reached that decision.
It's a lot talking to administration, mm-hmm. and obviously talking to my staff. You know, I feel we've got great support here at this university, and you know, that's again after the numerous conversations that I had. This is what we decided to do.
DeJean Jones averages 17 points per game and won't be available as the Cyclones visit 8-2 Iowa.
It's an extremely hostile environment. They're playing great basketball right now. It's an excellent team that's really clicking and playing with a great deal of confidence. So we're gonna have to go in there and hopefully, first and foremost, get off to a great start.
Hoiberg says ISU will need to offset the Hawkeyes' size advantage.
It's going to be very difficult to keep them off the glass. But we're going to have to do a good job, and you know, hopefully we can go down there and get off to a good start.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Cyclones are a team with a lot of weapons.
Well, obviously, it starts with George Niang really playing well, but they've got other pieces that I really like. I think Naz Long has kind of taking his game to the next level. He was always a shooter, and now he's doing stuff defensively off the dribble. I really like his game. Thomas is playing well. Morris, terrific point guard. Hogue is tough. He's a senior.
Well, even without Dejon Jones, the Cyclones are an experienced team.
You know, they got Abdel Nader, who was the leading scorer at Northern Illinois, transferred. I mean, he's got some stuff. I mean, it's a team that has multiple weapons, you know, so that's what makes them hard to prepare for.
As a native of Cedar Rapids, junior forward Jared Utoff says this is a fun game to be a part of.
Oh, you know, it's an unreal atmosphere. It's one of the best in college basketball. And I'm really lucky, as all my teammates are, to be a part of this atmosphere. And I think Carver's really going to be bumping.
Iowa has a commanding lead in the all-time series with 43 wins to 24 for Iowa State. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. We're on the air at 6 o'clock with the pregame. Tip-off set for just after 7 o'clock at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Iowa's Brandon Sheriff has won the Outland Trophy, given to the nation's outstanding interior lineman. The offensive tackle was presented with the award last night during the 24th College Football Awards show at Disney World. Sheriff was the Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year in 2014. He was also selected first-team All-Big Ten for the second consecutive year, becoming the first Hawkeye player to do that since Sean Prater. Sheriff was selected over finalist Malcolm Brown of Texas and Reese Dismukes of Auburn. Pittsburgh defensive tackle Aaron Donald won that award in 2013. Oregon's Marcus Mariota has won the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award, the Maxwell Award, given to the nation's College Football Player of the Year, and he was also selected the Walter Camp National Player of the Year. Mariota is a favorite to win the Heisman Trophy Saturday night. Other awards handed out last night, Wisconsin's Melvin Gordon won the Doak Walker Award, given to the nation's top running back. Arizona linebacker Scooby Wright III won the Chuck Bednarik Award as the nation's best defensive player. Louisville's Jared Holloman has won the Jim Thorpe Award as the nation's top defensive back. Maryland's Brad Craddock won the Lou Groza Award as the nation's top kicker. Utah's Tom Hackett won the Ray Guy Award, given to the nation's top punter. A University of Wisconsin official has told the Associated Press that athletic director Barry Alvarez will coach the Badgers in the Outback Bowl on January 1st. That move came after Gary Anderson abruptly resigned Wednesday to take over the Oregon State program. Alvarez coached the Badgers for 16 years before he took the AD's job in 2006. And without scoring a touchdown, the Arizona Cardinals are closing in on their first playoff appearance since 2009. Chandler Catanzaro kicked four field goals, and the Cardinals overcame the loss of quarterback Drew Stanton with stifling defense last night that gave them a 12-6 victory over the St. Louis Rams. The 11-3 Cardinals have the best record in the NFC heading into the weekend, and they'll clinch a playoff spot if Sunday's Dallas-Philadelphia game doesn't end in a tie or a Detroit loss combined with a Green Bay victory. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.